Chapter 1. My name is Molly Brooks. Vigilante. Godslayer. Abomination. At least that's what they tell me. Along with platitudes like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, we'll see about that. So far, it was true enough. I had my soul shattered when my first husband, Nain, died. I teetered on the brink of death after a demon tried to blow me up. Watched the man I love waste away from a plague sent to my realm to punish me. Each time, I got stronger. I got angrier. So strong and angry that I'd sometimes been afraid of myself. But what about the things that do kill you? What does it do to you to die and come back? With my luck, it's probably not good. I thought as I made my way across the rocky ground toward the cave I'd seen after waking. Not waking. After coming back to life, I'd managed to kill myself, destroying the gateway between my world and the world of the gods. Why did I bother? Because war was brewing and it was my fault and my world would be punished for it. So I'd done what my parents and the fates told me to do. And I destroyed the gateway to save those I love. The bastards never told me it would kill me, though. When I entered the cave, I was pleased to find that it was not only empty, gods knew what weird creatures I may have found there, but also that the opening was just big enough for me to get through. Crouched down and then opened into an only slightly larger space, large enough for me to stand up, to sleep on the floor, but not much bigger than that. The black stone that the mountains were made of was the same stone I'd seen throughout the Nether, in homes and sculptures, tabletops and other items. I never thought to ask the name of it. I sat down, leaning my bare back against the rough wall of the cave. I'd never thought to do a lot of things. At times, I hadn't thought much. Period. I frowned, leaned my head back and closed my eyes, more tired then than I expected to be. The short walk from the place where I'd revived to the cave had taken a lot of energy. Not quite up to peak form yet, I guess. Coming back from the dead, regenerating a body, apparently takes a lot out of you, which was a whole crazy thing I really didn't want to think about too closely. I'd never even considered that it could work that way, that as a god, or the child of gods, or whatever, I would lose my body completely and reform in the Nether. Nain had done it, thanks to a whole lot of my blood in his veins. I was starting to suspect that it was more than blood. That it was life, or energy, or the soul, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Freaky shit.